It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, September 21st, 2020. Today is the 73rd birthday of American author Stephen King, born in 1947 in Portland, Maine. The master of horror, supernatural fiction, suspense, crime, science fiction, and fantasy novels, his books have sold more than 350 million copies, and many have been adapted into films, television series, miniseries, and comic books. King has published 61 novels, including 7 under the pen name Richard Bachman, and 5 works of nonfiction. He has also written approximately 200 short stories, most of which have been published in book collections. He has received Bram Stoker Awards, World Fantasy Awards, the British Fantasy Society Awards, and in 2003, the National Book Foundation awarded him the Medal for Distinguished Contribution to American Letters. He has also received awards for his contributions to literature for his entire bibliography, such as the 2004 World Fantasy Award for Life Achievement and the 2007 Grand Master Award from the Mystery Writers of America. In 2015, he received a National Medal of Arts from the U.S. National Endowment for the Arts for his contributions to literature. He has been described as the undisputed King of Horror, a play on his surname, and a reference to his high standing in pop culture. When he was 2 years old, his father left the family, and his mother raised him and his older brother David by herself, sometimes under great financial strain. As a child, King apparently witnessed one of his friends being struck and killed by a train, although he has no actual memory of the event. His family told him that after leaving home to play with the boy, he returned speechless and seemingly in shock. Only later did the family learn of the friend's death. Some commentators have suggested that this event may have psychologically inspired some of his darker works, but King does not mention it in his memoir On Writing, which appeared in 2000. He related in detail his primary inspiration for writing horror fiction in his nonfiction work, Danse Macabre, from 1981, in a chapter titled An Annoying Autobiographical Pause. In it, he compared his uncle's dowsing for water using an apple branch with the sudden realization of what he wanted to do for a living. That inspiration occurred while browsing through an attic with his older brother, when he uncovered a paperback version of an H.P. Lovecraft collection of short stories he remembers as The Lurker in the Shadows. The book had belonged to his father. King told Barnes & Noble Studios during a 2009 interview, "I knew I had found home when I read that book." In 1973, his novel Carrie was accepted by publishing house Doubleday. Carrie was his fourth novel, but it was the first to be published. It began as a short story intended for Cavalier magazine, but King tossed the first 3 pages of his work in the garbage can. Later, his wife fished out those pages and encouraged him to finish it, saying she would help him with the female perspective. He followed her advice and expanded it into a novel. And that was the beginning of a career that has continued for nearly 50 years. At 73, Stephen King is still giving his readers a good scare, one after another. This year, he released If It Bleeds, a collection of 4 previously unpublished novellas. And be well assured, there will be more to come. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 21st, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.